Sorry, I have a project to do, and I will have to stay at work until 6 o'clock, so I can't make it to the bar at 5:30.
Okay, then let's meet at the cinema 10 minutes before the movie starts.
What is the woman going to do with the man in the evening?
Sally's been doing yoga for 3 months to lose weight, but I wonder how she can succeed when she eats like that.
Oh, poor Sally. She really should watch her diet and try to eat something less fatty.
What do we learn about Sally?
We use flexible time in our company. That is, early risers can begin work at 7 a.m. and finish at 3 p.m., while late sleepers need not go to work until 10 a.m., but they must work until 6 in the evening.
That's cool for a night owl like me.
At what time is the man most likely to go to work?
You've been working so hard. I know you don't want to rest because you love your job. But remember what people say. Relax or die.
Thanks for caring so much. But really, I'm feeling fine. I don't need time off.
What does the woman mean?
Do you know John has got straight A's in the final exams? He's been taking 6 courses this term and working more than 20 hours a week.
Good for John. How he can balance work and study so well is really beyond me.
What does the man mean?
So, Mary, I heard you were thinking about doing a triathlon?
That's right. But, you know, triathlons are tough with the 3 events, swimming, then cycling, and finally running. My sister Jennifer did a triathlon last year and loved it, so I decided to give it a try.
Good for you. I did my first triathlon back in college 6 years ago. Now I do at least 1 triathlon every year. It keeps me fit and healthy with regular swimming, cycling, and running. So, do you have a favorite of the 3 events?
Yes, definitely running. I started running back in high school and loved it. I woke up at 6 a.m. every morning and then ran 3 miles. Now that I'm training for the triathlon, I'm loving waking up at 6 a.m. and running again.
Not me. Running is my worst event. I get bored when I run. I start daydreaming about other things and forget where I'm going. 2 times last week, I made a wrong turn and almost got lost.
For me, it's swimming. Swimming pools are fine, but triathlons take place in lakes, and I'm scared that a giant fish will eat me.
What? Come on. There aren't any giant people-eating fish in lakes. And even the small fish will be scared away when hundreds of people from the triathlon are swimming there all at the same time.
Question 1. Why did the woman decide to do a triathlon? Question 2. When did the man first do a triathlon? Question 3. How does the man feel about running? Question 4. Why doesn't the woman like swimming in the triathlon?
Happiness increases when we experience more positive emotions throughout the day. Fredrickson, a leader in the field of psychology, identifies 10 positive emotions, including joy, interest, hope, pride, amusement, inspiration, love, and so on. How often we experience these positive emotions compared to negative emotions in a day affects not only our mood, but also our physical health. She has discovered that those who have a 3-to-1 ratio of positive to negative emotions on a daily basis are happier and healthier. Sadly, most people, even those who consider themselves positive people, are way below that ratio. The good news is you can learn to increase your ratio of being positive, which leads to greater happiness, health, and success. Research shows that by increasing positive emotions, we become more creative, perform better at tasks, and have better relationships. The most exciting finding is that we now have proof that self-generated positive emotions can improve our physical health. Nevertheless, we don't want to get rid of all negative feelings. Negative emotions are proper and helpful sometimes. It's appropriate to feel sad about the loss of a loved one. Anger often pushes us into action to improve a situation or correct a mistake. However, if you find yourself waiting impatiently when the driver in front of you doesn't instantly notice the light turns green, or if you find yourself scolding your kids for laughing too loud while you are on the phone, you are having negative feelings in your daily life too often. Then you should step back and analyze those feelings and turn them around.
Question 1. What is the ratio of positive to negative emotions that can make a person happier? Question 2. What is the most exciting finding about increasing positive emotions? Question 3. What does the speaker say about negative feelings? Question 4. What is the main idea of the passage? There are many factors that affect a person's sleep. Stress is the number one cause of short-term sleeping difficulties. Stressful situations include school or job-related pressures and serious illness in the family. Usually, the sleeping problems disappear when the stressful situations pass. However, if short-term sleeping problems are not managed properly from the beginning, they can last long and thus compromise good health. Unhealthy habits may lead to sleeping problems too. Drinking coffee or alcohol in the afternoon or evening, exercising close to bedtime, following an irregular morning and nighttime schedule, and working or doing other mentally intense activities right before or after getting into bed can interrupt sleep. Traveling also interferes with sleep, especially traveling across several time zones. This can undermine your biological rhythms and cause sleep disorders, such as trouble falling asleep and trouble remaining asleep. Environmental factors, such as a room that's too hot or cold, too noisy or too bright, can be an obstacle to sound sleep. Other influences to pay attention to are the comfort and size of your bed and the habits of your sleep partner. If you have to sleep beside someone who has different sleeping habits, breathes in a noisy way, or suffers from other sleeping difficulties, it often becomes your problem too. Having a 24/7 lifestyle can also interrupt regular sleep patterns. Industries are working round the clock to be competitive, so some people have to work at night. With non-stop automatic communication systems, people are communicating day and night. All these make sleeping at regular times difficult.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, to live.